And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And you know, on this show, I talk a lot about single family investing. I do that because that's what I'm extremely familiar with. I've been a single family investor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for over 10 years now. And it is a great way to achieve your financial freedom. But here's the big but. A lot of members at Lifestyles Unlimited, they join and they go a totally different route. They run a different race, so to speak. They go down the multifamily investing path. We do both of those at Lifestyles Unlimited, and I do like to keep you apprised of the possibilities that multifamily investing offers and the benefits so that, you know, that many members enjoy so that you can understand what the opportunities are. So today, what I'm going to do, I'm being joined by an out-of-state guest, not here in Dallas-Fort Worth. He's not in Texas. And he's going to tell us about his path to actually quite a few multifamily investments as a passive investor. We'll hear what that means. And he's done that in a pretty darn short period of time. So all the way from Indiana, I am joined today by Randy. Randy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Andy, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I bet you are. You know, I was looking at your bio, just kind of refreshing here and reading about the multifamily stuff. We'll get into that. At the very, very bottom, I missed this in my first couple of passes here. It says personal interest, marathons, 8 and 22 half marathons. So you like to run those races. I referred to the race we run as investors. So tell me about how is it preparing for a marathon? I'm going to transition to real estate, but tell me about that first marathon you did.
Oh, yeah, I got carried away in the running. In here in Indianapolis, we had the mini marathon, about 35,000 people, and I ran that back a few years ago. And that first year, I got carried away. The endorphins kicked in, and I actually signed up for the New York Marathon, which was a lottery, and I got to get in. So that same year, I actually ran the New York Marathon. But yeah, we've gotten carried away since then. But I don't know. I've got a lot of energy, and it's been a lot of fun.
So preparing for a marathon, does that translate at all to preparing to become an investor in multifamily? I'm curious. Which is easier? Let me ask you that.
Which is easier? Well, maybe they're similar. They both have different phases. And they do take some training and education. So they have that in common.
Okay. We'll get into that training and education. So we've heard a little bit about the marathon going back a ways, pre-investing. Tell us a little bit more about your background before real estate so we can understand who Randy is. And you're in Indiana somewhere, right?
Sure. Yeah, Andy. My wife, Kathy, and I, we actually live at our lake house here in Fishers, Indiana, which is a suburb of Indianapolis. We've got 3 grown children, and we are both pharmacist MBA types and have worked in the healthcare industry. Myself, I was an exec VP and COO for the Indiana Pharmacists Association. And prior to that, I worked as an exec for Roche Diagnostics over 26 years in commercial operations, i.e. marketing, corporate accounts, and sales. While Kathy is a clinical pharmacist and working in long-term care. And we both actually are approaching retirement here in 2022. So we were doing this an interesting time. Personally, real estate's always been my dream, and we started on this venture about 2 years ago.
Okay, so and that's with Lifestyles Unlimited. How did you find, I mean, you're up in Indiana, Fishers, Indiana. How did you find Lifestyles Unlimited, and what compelled you to join?
Yeah, so Andy, we learned about, I first heard about Lifestyles Unlimited on WNDE Radio here in Indianapolis about 5 years ago. And listening to Dell on the radio, I just like the message and the strategy. And so that's what, introduced me and created the awareness. Back in March of 2020, I attended Lifestyle's pre-introductory workshop. And this was right at the start of COVID, which was quite interesting. But anyway, then after that, both Kathy and I attended a four-night virtual financial freedom program in June of 2020. And we really liked what we see or what we saw at that time. And so then we decided to join Lifestyles as preferred members in July 2020 to invest passively in multifamily communities.
Yeah, good
and
stuff.
As we came into that, Andy, our goal was to continue to grow our net worth in retirement via multifamily real estate, and with the hope of, or a goal to double our multifamily investments value every 3 to 4 years, tax-free due to depreciation losses.
I think as a marathon runner, right, you have to set goals, and clearly you've done that for real estate as well. I just want to go back. We're going to head into a break here in about a minute. You mentioned you went to, I think you said the free workshop. Was that where you first learned more in detail outside of the radio from Lifestyles Unlimited?
Absolutely. It was a live program here in Indianapolis, and we met folks, from out of state, and we had several folks from the Indianapolis Metro joining at the same time that I did.
Okay. And for the listener, if you're interested in learning more about Lifestyles Unlimited, you're hearing us on the radio. That's a good place to start. But if you'll go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, you can catch other radio programs, by the way, but there's a button to join the free workshop. Just attend. It's an hour and a half. It's free. You do it from home online. So check that out. We're going to head into a break, and I want to hear, Randy, where you're investing from Indiana when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
on. Didn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the 2-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results, and it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with the free workshop, just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I am joined today by Randy from Indiana. And Randy became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited just a couple of years ago, right before COVID, in fact. So he joined and missed a lot of the live action that I'm familiar with as a 10-year-plus member. Now, we've gotten back to normal, so to speak, and we've been able to get out and meet and greet. And Randy, in fact, I met you twice now at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo, which we'll have coming up again next year. That's going to be here in Dallas, by the way. That's going to be in February 2023. I'll get you more details around that later. But you joined, Randy. You did happen to be able to go to the free workshop in person, which is a good thing. You got to meet and talk and ask questions. For the listener, again, you can do that online. In fact, that is only online right now. So go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and you can register there. But after that, and I want to highlight this for the listener, Randy, you said you went to the 4-day. And tell us a little bit about that. What is the 4-day?
Yeah, so actually, Lifestyles during COVID was offering what previously had been a two-day Saturday-Sunday event. They were doing it during COVID four evenings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, about 4 hours each night. And, you know, it just worked really smoothly for my wife and I to listen and bite off a different piece, you know, over four evenings. But that's what it was. And it was just a great way to learn.
Yeah, it's what it is, to your point, the two-day traditionally on a Saturday, we go into single-family investing in depth, and then on Sunday into multifamily investing in depth. That's just been spread out over four evenings, which I've attended that myself. I find that works very well for families with kids, because you work all week long, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours. And now you want me to give up my Saturday and Sunday with my kids? Well, now you can do it in the evening. So we actually offer both. You can do the 2 day and you can do that financial freedom seminar online over four evenings, which is a great, great thing. Going back to finding Lifestyles Unlimited in Indiana, Randy, you had to make a decision to join. You're clearly very goal-oriented as somebody that runs marathons, and you mentioned setting goals around real estate as well. What was it that drew you in from, you know, what was it that Lifestyles Unlimited had that really pulled you in to become a member?
Yeah, Andy, let's say as we attended the four-night financial freedom program, what we saw in the individuals and even at the live event in Indianapolis that I had attended prior to that was we really liked the strategy for multifamily investing. Lifestyles calls it the map. And we just really felt comfortable with the map that had been developed over the last 30 years. The education, the mentors, it's just top drawer. The caliber of the people, we were highly impressed with. The culture is kind of what set us over the edge of joining, in the fact that there is just open sharing of financials. People, you know, even sharing W-2 in a sharing way, so one can see exactly how the real estate depreciation would work and the benefits of real estate. Another thing that was very valuable is the fact that Lifestyles has for multifamily investors what they call white papers. And these are basically the rules to protect the syndicators and the leads and the passive investors. So there's just a set of rules where everyone's on the same page and there's no surprises. The last piece is there is a large lead or syndicator network within Lifestyles, which does allow the passive investors to invest in and see a lot of deals over the course of a month.
So you're a passive investor. What does that mean exactly?
Well, we really don't do a whole lot. Once we sign and invest on a deal, you know, we basically, you know, receive distributions quarterly via wire transfer. So there is no involvement that we really have in the properties. That is led or quarterbacked by the lead or syndicator of each deal.
Yeah, and just to clarify, in the broader real estate world outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, a syndicator is that. Well, I always call it, Randy, I always call it a project manager. They're the one that finds the deal.
Yeah.
They put it together. They operate it.
Correct.
We use the term lead. That's unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. And if I use that term outside of Lifestyles, sometimes people look at me a little cross-eyed. What are you talking about? So I try. Yeah, I'm like you. I say lead or syndicator or general partner is another term you may hear. And I'm looking here at your bio, and it says that you are a certified multifamily passive investor. How did you become a certified multifamily passive investor?
Yeah, after we joined, Lifestyles has set up a series of, 15 to 20 education modules. And so I completed those over the course of maybe 20, 25 hours. There is a test, requires 100% on all the tests.
Right.
Just by completing that module, that set of modules, one becomes a certified passive investor. And that's something that a lot of the leads or general partners look for with investors. This includes SEC guidelines and just understanding how the process works.
Yeah, it makes you, going back to the marathon conversation and training and preparing for a marathon, this is just part of your training to become a successful multifamily investor. And there are other pieces and other parts, seminars and whatnot that you can take outside of that certified multifamily passive investor training. I've done that as well. And it shows the lead investor that you are educated and that you can read their business plan and that you can read their PPM or private placement memorandum, which details the project, that you are sophisticated, in a word. So you don't have to have millions of dollars to become a multifamily investor, but it is a good thing to become educated. And that's what that multifamily passive investor certification does for you. Now, you're in Indiana. Lifestyles Unlimited grew up in Texas. We have a lot of operators down here, lead investors doing deals in Texas, investments in Texas. Where are you investing from, Indiana?
Yeah, Andy. Well, so we basically kind of strategically invest in real estate-friendly states. So we know who those are. And also in MSAs or metros with rapidly growing populations and job growth. So that was kind of our strategy to start. And then during the first 18 months, we've now invested in 15 multifamily communities in 5 states. And those states include your Texas, which is actually where most of our investments are, also Arizona, Georgia, Indiana, and Kentucky. And so we're invested in over 1,900 apartment doors in Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, Atlanta, Indianapolis, and Northern Kentucky.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to head into a break, and let's talk about that just a little bit more and how you pick those investments when we come back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I am joined today by Randy from Indiana. He's up in the suburbs of Indianapolis, and he's been telling us, well, he told us in the first segment how he found Lifestyles, and he told us why he joined, what compelled him. If you missed any of the earlier show, by the way, you can go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. You can also follow us or subscribe, I guess it's called, to YouTube, because these are pushed out there, and get that notification if you're a subscriber to the Lifestyles Unlimited broadcast there. So we heard a little bit about how he found the organization, why he joined, and more recently we talked about the multifamily investments that Randy and his wife have gotten into. And boy, you guys are moving pretty fast. 15 multifamily investments in about 18 months. That's a pretty good clip. And you told us you're pretty geographically diversified. I like that about the growth more recently of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we are very broadly represented now across the nation in, as you put it, those more, I guess, landlord or rental owner states. You're targeting those growing MSAs or metropolitan statistical areas. What other criteria are you looking for, Randy, when you are shopping for that next investment?
Yeah, so, the criteria really, as we invest from Indianapolis, the first one, as you mentioned, was location. Targeting these cities, real estate friendly states with rapid population and job growth. So, I mentioned we're invested in Dallas, Phoenix, and Houston, for example. The second criteria is basically the lead. Once we know where we want to play, it's the lead lifestyles. They call them the jockey. And clearly, just like the Kentucky Derby, the jockey is obviously critical.
Right.
And so we like to focus on multifamily leads in these metros who have strong real estate investing experience. It might be with single family properties and then growing where maybe they've operated an apartment. Clearly, we like folks that have already personally been passive investors with multifamily investments. That way they can see how other operators lead and drive their projects. We love project management type folks. We see lots of engineers, which is great. We love maybe someone with a CPA or an MBA background showing their business skills and their financial kind of acumen. And obviously, you need people that are highly motivated. And initially, as we started investing, we were leading with or investing with folks that had quite a bit of experience as leads. Maybe they had already done two or three lead deals as we came in and started investing with them. But recently we've started, and we really like investing with first-time leads if they do have the strong experience set. The third criteria then is just the investment itself. Lifestyles calls this the horse. And, we like to target properties that awesome leads have that are 150 to 200 units, would be class B and C apartments with immediate equity and opportunity to grow value and equity, and deals that offer 25 to 30% plus on an annualized return, properties that would be offering 2 to 3 year refinances, and deals which last no more than 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So that's kind of the criteria, Andy, that we look for.
Yeah, very well laid out. And for the listener, if you are an investor or you want to become one, I talk about this on the show all the time, is having your investment criteria, because that's going to tell you what your box is, so that if you look at it, Randy, it blows my mind how many investment opportunities cross my desk. So To waste a lot of time on something that doesn't fit in that box is just going to eat your time. So if you have that very clearly defined, check, done, moving on to the next one. It helps you make your choices quicker. And you have that very, very clearly laid out. Now, you mentioned some value component, some level of equity. It sounds to me like maybe you're targeting what we would call more the hybrid deal, which is somewhere between the yield play, which is cash flowing from day one, and the deep value play, which is may not be cash flowing for 1 to 2 years until they get that thing turned around. Am I reading your criteria correctly? Is that where you're targeting, is somewhere in the middle there?
Of these 15 apartment communities that we're in, the majority of them are the hybrids. But we do have about four of them are value plays as well. And so the purchase price on these properties is between $2 and $36 million. So it plays across that range. The hybrid investments, which you mentioned, requiring some renovation, we have found they start paying quarterly dividends after about 2 to 3 quarters of ownership. The value properties that you mentioned that require the heavy renovations and rebranding and oftentimes a lot of work, Even these properties have started paying, you know, quarterly dividends after 3 to 4 quarters of ownership. And we've just been pretty amazed at this market that we're in. Obviously, we learn as we go each quarter. Something in this hot market that we're in right now, Andy, is that actually 3 of these 15 properties in Dallas and Phoenix are now for sale after the lead being involved in the property and renovating and building value over 12 to 15 months of ownership, and having a chance, you know, to make 75 to 110% return over that very, very short period of time.
Wow. A year and a half.
Again, this is a unique market. You know, we don't expect this to be going on every year, but it's just pretty amazing.
No, and if you listen to the Del Walmsley radio show, Del, who founded Lifestyles Unlimited, he very commonly says, you know, roughly every 3 years you should be doubling your money in an apartment investment, and that's coming out of the cash flow, and that's also coming out of either the refinance at some point in there or the sale, as you're enjoying now with 5 properties. And hey, good problem to have. Suddenly you're getting your money back sooner than planned. What do you do with it now?
Yeah, so I probably, I'm connected to well over 250 of these leads within Lifestyles. So I see a lot of deals. So we recognize, we need to look at our criteria, see what deals are in the queue. You know, I probably see 40 deals a quarter. So, you know, it's pretty easy to make a decision on, you know, which ones we're interested in. So what do you do, as we are liquidating and, cashing in these properties? You know, we need to invest in additional properties and just reinvest. So it's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. keep that money turning. Now, you're in Indiana, and you listed geographically where you've invested. You also did invest in Indiana. Tell us just a little bit. We've got about a minute and a half. How is Indiana as a market?
Yeah, the Indiana market, this is a very real estate-friendly state. It's actually ranked, I believe, number 2, landlord-friendly state. Indiana's ranked number 1 of Midwest states for business. It has a AAA bond rating. People are moving in to Indiana, Indianapolis, out of Chicago. There's a lot of movement to our state. We have population growth here in Indianapolis, the metropolitan area. In our Lifestyles membership within the Indianapolis metro, we've got a lot of people we noticed investing from Honolulu, Washington, D.C.
Hey, I'm going to stop you there. I hear the music is on. We're going to head into a break. I want to come back to that very comment, though. What's going on in Indy from a membership perspective? So stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number 2. And we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase 4 different properties and replace my income in 10 months so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before baby came out is when we closed on our fourplex. And that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop just like Carolina did. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy at luinc.com. AskAndy at luinc.com. My name's Andy. I'm joined today by Randy. It's the Andy and Randy show, I think, today. And it's a great show, and I've been learning a ton from you, Randy, in fact, because you have very well thought out investment criteria. So to the listener, if you're just now tuning in, you need to go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and listen to the first part of this show, because Randy laid out his investment criteria. Randy's in Indiana, and he's investing in Georgia, in Texas, in Arizona, in Kentucky, and of course in his local area there in Indiana. And as we headed into the break, I think you were just telling us, Randy, about the investors that you see coming into Indy from out of state. There are quite a few, are there not?
Yes. You know, as I've attended the initial Lifestyles meetings in Indy, you know, we've run into people who want to be on the local Lifestyles database to be zeroed in on what's going on in this metro. And I've observed there are people investing in single-family properties from Honolulu. I know a gentleman who owns 5 single families here. Individuals from Washington, D.C., New York City, owning numerous single-family properties. Additionally, there is activity in multifamily in Indianapolis. There's a lead couple here in the Indianapolis metro who have 2 very large apartments and lots of investors into those Indianapolis apartments out of Texas and other states. So we have lots of activity here in Indianapolis, both in single family and multifamily.
I'm going to ask you, I want to ask you about the membership base in Indiana in 1 second. You mentioned single family a couple of times there, and we didn't really talk about that. Did you do any single family prior to multifamily, or did you just go straight into apartments?
Well, my wife and I, ironically, you know, right out of college, personally, I got a real estate broker's license early on. I never used it really, but we actually did purchase 1 single family back in our youth, right after we were married. So we had our own home and 1 single family, but we quickly were swept into the corporate life and raising a family, and we sold that. But that was, again, always the dream, to get back to real estate. But yes, we joined Lifestyles, you know, it was purely focused for us on multifamily.
Yeah, and again, as a passive investor, and to the listener, if you do have a full-time corporate job and a big family, a small family, you know, no kids at all, doesn't matter. Multifamily passive investing is a way to get into real estate without having to be as involved as perhaps I, as a single family guy, am. I do self-manage, Randy, so, you know, I sometimes have a few balls in the air that I have to juggle. Or as that lead investor that's managing the apartments, like Randy said earlier, you just put your money in. You learn how to vet those deals by becoming a certified multifamily passive investor. That's your homework, and that's it. Going back to Indiana, now, we've talked about this in the past. We talked about this at the expo. It's not just Randy in Indiana anymore. The membership base in that state has grown pretty strongly. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. As we joined in mid-2020, I attended some lifestyle ambassador meetings here in the city. And at that point, there were maybe 8 to 10 families that were attending. And then, actually, I was asked if kind of recruited to be the Indianapolis ambassador for Lifestyles back in March of 2021. And this is a volunteer position, and anyway, I agreed to do that. And it's been a lot of fun, basically coordinating, scheduling the local meetups here in Indianapolis. But our membership base has grown. About a year ago, we had 30 families, and today it's 60 families. So it's about doubled there in that period of time. And we've also had about 20 other Lifestyles meetings that are, or I should say members, that are out of state that have requested being on our database so they could see what's going on in Indianapolis and Indiana, where they too are investing.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of to go back to the COVID era, which started right when you joined, a lot of what we were doing was online and was virtual. And for me as a guy in Texas, yes, I've got a lot of opportunity here in Houston, in San Antonio, Corpus Christi, you know, Dallas, of course, Fort Worth, that area. I'm like you, I like to look across the borders. We got into our first cross-border, out-of-state, I guess, investment not too long ago, and it's been very helpful for me to be able to go to some of the events that ambassadors like yourself put together, Zoom meetings, virtual meetings, where I can be in attendance and hear, you know, and see who the lead investors in that area might be, other passive investors. It's good to know those other passive investors because you can chit-chat and, you know, get the down low on those lead investors that you're considering. So it's a good way to get some intelligence, so to speak. Do you guys have any events coming up in Indy?
Oh, we have quite a few. We just had Madeline Prejean from Houston was here with us in April, along with her husband.
Tell us who she is.
They're amazing. I mean, she is the National Lifestyles Mentor for passive investors. And they have a very broad experience investing passively in multifamily deals. They were here in April. We had a large crowd, well over 30, that joined that. Upcoming events we're going to have in June, our next meetup here in Indianapolis will be another live event, which we do probably 8 per year that are live. And let's see, additionally, we have a 2-day event coming up in August at one of the hotels here in town. And again, this is for new people, new potential members to Lifestyles. We're going to have a road trip out to one of the Indianapolis apartments that is led, quarterbacked by one of the leads here in Indianapolis. So that's coming up. So we've got quite a bit of activity here in the Indianapolis metro.
Very good. And obviously you took the reins as an ambassador in Indianapolis. For the listener, if you're in some other state listening, we probably have an ambassador there as well. So feel free to send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. Perhaps we can get you connected because those ambassadors, again, it's not a paid role. You're doing this voluntarily to help grow the membership base because you see the power of real estate investing. And a lot of that power comes from the ecosystem, from the network, from the people that you surround yourself with. So it's very helpful to grow that. And you, Randy, wow, you've doubled the numbers in a very short period of time in Indiana. And that is truly good to hear. And listening to you talking about some of these road trips, I'm thinking I need a road trip, get the RV bunker. I need to pull that thing up to Indy and maybe join you guys. So I'm going to reach out to you separately to get some dates for that and see if we can pull that off.
Awesome.
So good information. I'm curious, you told us a little bit about the ambassador program in Indiana. Can you tell us, I'm just curious, you have very broad experience now, 15 investments. What do you have a favorite investment that you've done? Would you tell us maybe a couple of highlights of maybe the favorite one or two apartments you've gotten into?
A favorite. Well, we haven't been doing this very long, but a favorite. Well, we love these properties that have been owned only 12 to 15 months, and they are potentially up for sale. Those are obviously awesome, but there is one that sticks out, Andy. It's actually in Houston. It was a property that we invested in quarter four of last year, and it actually includes 3 multifamily apartments on the northwest side of Houston, and that offers some kind of unique selling scenarios down the road. You know, you could either sell them individually or, you know, 2 together or 3 together. So it does provide some flexibility, you know, at the end of the trail on those investments.
Interesting.
So anyway, that was kind of unique. And
3 apartment communities bundled. Okay, very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 3-plex, or I mean, I should say a 3-pack.
3-pack, not a triplex. That's going back to single family, which
right.
You've gone a long way beyond single family. Last question for you. We've got just about a minute. You know, we've got a lot of, you said you were listening to the radio program for several years before joining. What would you say to the listener that's maybe been listening a little too long, been on the fence? What steps should they take right now?
Yeah, I see a lot of people that behave that way. You know, it would simply be, I would advise, recommend becoming a lifestyle member this month, today, and attend the 2-day financial freedom seminar and take a serious look at that. I mean, we have found that lifestyles is the real deal. And the mentors, the map, it's real. And the returns, the opportunities are as described.
Yeah, very good. And for the listener, again, if you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Check out that free workshop, and you can learn more about the 2-day, also offered as a 4-day in the evenings. Learn about single-family investing. Learn about multifamily investing. We've learned a lot today about multifamily investing. Randy, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to call it a day, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.